Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself with the Realm of Beings eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now. Okay, I think. Good morning, everybody. And if you're watching us and it's evening time, then we're going to say good evening because we're going all over the world with this. So who knows what time zone you're in. It looks like Lee's back with us. You know, as technology goes, she froze, and that's why you hear me speaking. But we're here. I'm Greta. Yvonne's here, and Lee is back with us. I can see her eyes moving and a big smile on her face. So.
Yes, here I am.
All right. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Lee, and let you start us out.
Thank you, Greta. When you hear the term realm of beings, you might ask yourself, who are they and how do they operate in our lives? Why are they coming through with these messages now? Do I receive guidance? And if I do, how can I use it to flow through my life with ease a little more? These conversations will help you examine your life and your creation of reality. They will help you to shift your impressions and understand what you are creating in your life and how it shows up. So ladies, let's start shifting some impressions. Today, we are going to be working with the quote, "We believe that suffering is real and there is no way out of it. We have forgotten that we can change anything that we consider unbeneficial." So that's a big ball of wax about the purpose of suffering. How does it show up in our lives? Where, ladies, would we like to start today?
Well, Lydia, my feeling is let Yvonne start with us today. That's what I
think. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Wow. How about we talk about the purpose of suffering? Like, why does suffering come into our lives? And how does it show up? What types of suffering? There's physical suffering, mental, emotional. Are they all parts of our journey? And why is it that we experience it? From my perspective, again, each person here and out there, wherever you are, has a totally different perspective on suffering. And I think it is based on cultural reference, your own experiences, your childhood conditioning, whatever it is, it comes to you. But at the end of the day, the suffering is here for a reason, to teach us that we can overcome it. We can learn lessons through it. And what also comes to me is, why does it keep showing up? Sometimes people get stuck in a loop of the same suffering over and over again. They tend to go outside and look for a cause of it, like it's out there, or so-and-so caused me this suffering, or it's God's fault that I'm suffering, or whatever. But I think that, at least for me, when I sit and contemplate it, that the lesson for me, at least, is to transmute that suffering, learn the lessons, and turn it into a force of grace in our lives, and to be gracious about it, to sit with it and accept it through graciousness, and then learn the lesson and move through and realize that we don't have to stay stuck in the suffering. We can change it. It's just that we have forgotten how to do that. We've forgotten that the strength is within us to transmute that suffering into grace and move forward.
And, you know, and to add to that, Yvonne, we've forgotten that suffering is an illusion to begin with. You know, it's also, that's why we can get rid of it, because it's not real. It's like we can say, poof, I don't want this. But some of us decide we don't want to, poof, I don't want this. And we want to hang on to it and keep going through it. Oh, like you said, the loop. Going through it over and over and over and over again. I know before we started the podcast today, okay, Lee, I love it. Lee gave us a message. She said, poof, I might disappear. So we'll just keep on going this afternoon. We don't know, or this morning, whatever.
Yes, I may be having some technical difficulties. So I may be out. Thank you, ladies, for picking up the ball and going with it.
We'll suffer through it.
Okay, great. Well, that's what I said. I seem to be suffering with my internet connection today.
Well, I'm going to leave the two of you with that suffering, because I'm not going to suffer at all. That is something I do not wish to call up in my experience. So therefore, I'm going to ignore those statements, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Ooh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You know, it's something you said this morning, Yvonne, and I've lost it, but it was such a poignant statement about suffering. And what I was going to say before Lee started to fade in and out was that when we were talking before the podcast started, we were talking about how suffering has a different connotation for each person. And it's, you're going to be impacted by your cultural framework, by your family framework, by your religious framework, where you're growing up, how you're growing up, by your epigenetics. Because someone living, and this is an example I gave, somebody living in the Amazon rainforest, suffering is going to be possibly different, more than likely, different than somebody suffering in Thailand. It'll be a whole different ball game, because everything that we interact with is so different. But I think what you said, Yvonne, when it's something that, and the quote said it, it's something that we don't find beneficial. So that's going to be our judgment call on it. Is this beneficial for me, regardless of where you live, regardless of your ethnicity? Is this something that I consider to be beneficial? But let me add something to that, and then I'm going to turn it over to Lee. She hasn't gone yet. I see her eyes moving. Okay, so is its relevance? What's relevant to you? What is your perception of beneficial? You know, that and that's by judgment. That's what I'm going to say. That's a judgment call. What is beneficial to me may not be beneficial for you. You know, but let me say this. Now, this adds a little quirk to it. Everything is beneficial. Ooh. How about that? Everything is beneficial. So we can take that suffering, that quote unquote suffering, and do a 360 degree turn of it. And then we can see, it's teaching me this. See, everything we go through is a teaching mechanism. That's why we're here. This whole experience called LIFE, known as life, regardless of how you're creating it to be, it's all beneficial because we're learning from it. Like when I was experiencing congestive heart failure, I looked at it as beneficial because it taught me some things that had I not experienced it, had I not created it, I possibly would not have learned it as a strong possibility. So how we want to get to it is that everything is working for our good. Everything. If we can get to that point, then we can release. See, it's a release of the energy. Everything is energy. So if you're really focused on, oh, I'm suffering. Guess what? You're going to suffer, according to what you think suffering is in your mind. So you're going to keep doing it over. That was the loop that Yvonne was talking about, everybody. You just keep doing the same old thing over and over again. But once you release it and you see that, and then I think we'll probably in the second segment talk about repeat again how you can release it. One of the ways is to love yourself.
Mm, that's a big one. Yeah. I have another input here that I always, when I recognize suffering in myself and sometimes recognize it and witness it in others, I take a pause and I ask the question inside my head, like, how am I dishonoring myself at this moment to cause that suffering? And that's kind of what I think does the shift in me from suffering into like changing that loop. And it's like, oh, I can choose not to do this if I just recognize, how am I dishonoring myself, or how am I dishonoring another person that I may be into a, you know, with a relationship with, or a group even, to cause suffering in my life or in our lives collectively. So yeah, I think that question of how am I dishonoring myself or dishonoring another that could cause this suffering, and how can I change that? So that kind of gives you a little place to go deeper and do your inner work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what that does also, and I think we mentioned it either last week, the realm mentioned it, and that is about our own divinity.
Mm-hmm.
That when you're honoring yourself, as you said, Yvonne, that means we're recognizing the divinity in us. You know, we recognize that we are divine beings and nothing more but that. It's just that the personalities that we have and some of the choices that we've made based on what personalities we've taken on can impact how we feel about ourselves, can impact on what is quote unquote my suffering. Notice I put the pronoun my in front of it, because that means when I put my suffering, I'm claiming it.
Right, you're owning it. You're not trying to be a victim of some outside force. You're taking responsibility for whatever that suffering is, which that to me is a huge piece of ownership. And I think that's how people get stuck in that loop. They constantly are blaming their suffering on something else. And, you know, that is a huge step in healing it and recognizing it and transmuting that energy and changing it, doing that 360 degree shift from suffering into grace, into the pathway of graciousness, to graciously somebody that has a degenerative disease or cancer and is suffering physically horrendously. You know, sometimes you look at that and you're thinking, why do they have to do that? And they ask themselves, why me God? And then I think there is a lesson in it, a lesson. It's hard for us to understand how people can go through that. Like, why do they have to go through that to get to the other side, whatever that other side is for them, whatever that lesson is. But yeah, I mean, just I don't know. Again, we can shift it if we want to in our through our thoughts, through our feelings, through our actions, to a better place, to a better energy, to not suffer.
I want to say, yeah, she's back.
Say
that
currently. Go ahead, Greta.
There's another thing I wanted to add to that. My. Mm-hmm. I like how you explained it, Yvonne. But I also want to say, when I say my suffering, you're also claiming it to be yours, and you're claiming it to keep it. So we want to say that we're responsible for it because we create our own reality. So if we're suffering, we're the ones that are creating that. But at the same token, like I said, everybody, I liked what Yvonne said about that my, that we're taking on the responsibility of what we created. At the same token, as you take on the responsibility of what you created, don't claim it to keep it.
Correct.
It's like some people, if someone is experiencing a cold, and you can say, well, how do you feel today? Oh, I have a cold. I have a cold. That means as soon as you say, I have a cold, then you are really keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you say, oh, I'm experiencing this temporarily, it's a cold. Or somebody will say, my cold. Okay, let it be your cold. You can keep it. I don't want it. You know, my cold. So that my is very tenuous. You don't know. It can mean a lot of things. But I liked how you explained it. Claim it. And so what we can say is claim it and then get rid of it.
I agree. Yeah. I have a quick little story. This week I was experiencing a scratchy throat, and potentially I could have like focused all my energy and I'm getting sick, I'm feeling awful, and I have a headache, and I was like experiencing these things. But it was, to me, I took that awareness of those physical symptoms or whatever was going on, and I knew what I had drawn them to myself. I had recognized the reason why, and I just sat with the intention inside my head, we love ourselves unconditionally. I kept going through the list of 7 affirmations. And then I just really took it easy yesterday and said, I need to rest and my body to move this energy through. And my cat just kind of curled up with me. And I woke up a healed person this morning, feeling much, much better. But we are getting ready to go to our second, to our break, so we can get to our second segment. So I don't know, Lee, you want to move us through that piece? Are you still with us?
Yes, I think I'm returned. Apparently, I do not want to hear about suffering today. thank you for listening to Yvonne, Greta, Conversations with the Realm of Beings and Shifting Impressions. Today, we are headed into our first break. We would like you to join us when the 4 of us get back. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm Yvonne. I'm here with Lee, Greta, and the Realm of Beings will be with us in the next segment. We are on Transformation Talk Radio. The name of our podcast is Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. Every Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, we talk about the quotes that have been provided to us by the realm. And today, the one that has come up for discussion on contemplation is the quote, "We believe that suffering is real and that there is no way out of it. We have forgotten that we can change anything that we consider unbeneficial." So, ladies, we're back, segment two here. And so far, it's been interesting as Lee has popped in and out and has, on one level, decided that that suffering in her life right now, she's going to push it out once and for all. So,
no more.
No more suffering, right? So one of the things that I mentioned that Greta just wants to clarify a little bit more is the idea of the affirmations and the tools. We always like to provide some tools that can help us shift our perspective, shift our impression, and become part of a solution to something or grow and evolve to a better place in our lives, so we don't have to suffer. So, Greta, if you wouldn't mind taking a moment to just provide some further information and clarity about those seven statements that we talked in length about last week, and I just quickly mentioned here today.
Right. What Yvonne was talking about was that the affirmation, it has seven sentences. Because many of us are used to affirmations being one sentence long, or maybe at a max two or three, we think of each sentence as an affirmation. For us, each sentence is called an affirmative statement that composes all together the affirmation. So last week we talked about the affirmation, we love ourselves unconditionally, we forgive unconditionally. We love ourselves unconditionally, we feel ourselves loving ourselves unconditionally, we forgive ourselves unconditionally. We thank you, we thank you. So that whole thing is equal to one affirmation. It is not equal to seven affirmations. It is one affirmation composed of seven affirmative statements. Because I've known people, I have one young man, he's been working so diligently on himself. He has an affirmation that's about 40 affirmative statements long, because it was dealing with how did he feel about himself? And perhaps on one episode, we'll talk about how do you create your own affirmations, because your own affirmations are going to have more energy and more power to it than if somebody gives you one or you read one that has already been developed. So, but I know that will be for another episode. In the meantime, I'm going to give it back to Lee and Yvonne, because we're talking about suffering and what is suffering that we don't really need it. We don't really, but it's helping us do something. It's teaching us something. So I'm going to turn it back to Lee and Yvonne.
Well, I think it could even, I just wanted to say thank you, ladies. I appreciate the conversation that we're having today. And once again, I do feel like we're shifting impressions, even in something basic, as far as, I've changed and I'd like to sort of look at things in my life, from a little different point of view. Is it something that's wanted or is this something unwanted, which is just like another, different way, beneficial or not beneficial. So when you look at it that way, if you look at these things, and I do believe also that they're the things that we deem unwanted are there to teach us something, even if it's, just to pause momentarily to actually look at what we're creating, right? So, and either create more of that or take a deep look to and ask ourselves, why is it here and what does it have to show us? So, I mean, it just gives us another focal point and, another path to look at what we're creating. So I think that is just something so useful in our life. And I mean, we're here. It's just such a higher plane of existence, right? To just like to look at this quote unquote suffering and just to see it differently, right? That it can add something to our life. So I just thank you, ladies, for sharing your thoughts on this today. And thank you.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. No, I always go back to the source of things. Like, you can look at something right here, right now, face value. But if we look at this suffering as something that we've created and that we can change and shift, my question is, when do we decide and to suffer? Like, where's that seed planted? Like, where does it in ourselves, like how does it get in us? Like if it's something that could be so, on some levels, we're saying how it's beautiful and it causes us, to look at ourselves and to evolve. But in other cases, what about suffering in the world? Like, poverty and war and racism, those are all not just individual forms of suffering. They affect nations, and they affect everybody. These forms of suffering, they're huge. So, my question again is when do we decide to suffer? Where does that start?
You got two questions in there, Yvonne. One is like the one that you just repeated again is where does it start? And then another one is dealing with collective consciousness or group consciousness.
Oh, I think that's another podcast.
That's a possibility. But suffering is a lesson. Everything that we're going through are lessons for ourselves to learn something from it. And so, where do we get it from? We have to go before conception. because it's at that point when we are an energy essence, and that energy essence is the force. So we're like the energy essence. And what is this whole thing about in the first place? And we've mentioned it in other podcasts. It's experiential evolution of the force. In other words, the force itself wants to experience these itself, because it can only experience itself because everything is itself. So what does that look like? It's going to look like it'll say, okay, suffering. So when the energy essence decides what species it wants to be, it's taking on those lessons because that's its lessons, because it is the force just like we are the force. So the lessons we're creating, lessons for ourselves. So suffering will be different. There's a species called hawthorns, okay? A hawthorn is going to experience suffering in its own reality that it is creating to be hawthorn. Okay, that's a whole total different species. It can, another species, Pleiadian. You can choose, I'm going to experience being Pleiadian, and I'm going to take these lessons and I'm going to turn them into my how that fits with me being Pleiadian. Now, for us, we decided that we wanted to experience being humanoid. We chose to be humanoid. After we chose to be humanoid, then we already knew the lessons that we wanted to experience, because we are the force. We create the lessons. So we already know that. So consequently, now I've decided I want to be humanoid. Now, how? Notice I said how, H-O-W. That's an important word. How am I going to learn those lessons? And that's what is your creation of reality. So if you've chosen suffering, then you can also choose your parents. We all choose our birth parents. Later on, we can choose to have other parents. We can get adopted. We can go into foster care. We can do all kinds of stuff. We can wind up living with our grandparents and being reared by them. Okay, that's another creation of reality. But in the meantime, we've chosen our parents. So with our parents, we solidify the species that we're going to be. We solidify the epigenetics. And we solidify the gene, the genetic makeup, which then influences our personality development and so forth, and what kind of experiences we're going to set with ourselves. So it occurs right then and there. Now, when we go through the conception process of being conceived, you know, between these two parents that we have chosen, then we're getting into even more of the how am I going to do it. The suffering might be I might have decided to place myself with parents who don't give a darn about me, that I'm being physically abused, sexually abused. I'm not being fed. So in my mind, I will consider that suffering, or as a child, I will consider that as an everyday occurrence, and everybody's going through that until I create to learn something different. Maybe when I go to school and I share what my life is like, the other children will tell me, "Oh, that happened to you? That's terrible. That's horrible." So therefore, I'm going to learn that what I thought was normal isn't, quote unquote, for this society is not normal. So we're learning in constantly. I'll give a good example is my eyes. When I was 10, oh, before 10, no, it happened when I was 10, because that's when my father left. And a mental equivalency for eyes is that if something, you have an eye problem, that's because there's something you don't want to see. So at 10 years old, I did not want to see that my father was leaving, because he told me, Greta, I'm leaving. You won't see me again. I remember him saying that. Okay. So I didn't want to deal with that. So then I started to create, to become nearsighted. Okay. Now I'm 10 and I'm seeing, my mother would take me to the movies. I would be happy about going to the movies, and I would look and I'd say, oh, look at that. And I, you know, and I'm looking at it and everybody else, I'm sitting there like everybody else. Okay. So then they, at school, they decide, well, I think something might be wrong. Well, no, you know, they give children those eye tests. So of course I went with my other friends, our class, when everybody had their eyes checked and it came back, Greta, you need glasses. You can't hardly see. Which to me, how I was looking at something was normal to me, because it was my experience. It wasn't until they got me the glasses, I put them on my face. My mother took me to the movies, and then I saw what everybody else was looking at. And I said, wow, the movies didn't look like that at first. I said, this is better. This is better. Because without the glasses, everything was blur. And I thought, this was normal. Everybody sitting in that theater saw exactly what I saw. You see, I related to me. But when I put those eyeglasses on and my mother took me to the movies and I could see, oh my God, it was such a revelation at 10. An absolute positive revelation. So that's the suffering. It can go the same way. We don't know we're suffering until we learn that it's suffering. Hmm. Gotta learn that. And then after we learn the suffering, then we know, I don't think I want this. Like Lee was saying, you know, I'm fading in and out because I don't want to deal with this topic today. You know, I don't wanna suffer. I'm through with suffering. You know, so it's how we view it. Everybody's view of suffering, like nearsightedness. Heck yeah, I didn't know I was nearsighted until somebody told me. I thought I was seeing perfectly. They were saying, you can't see. I can't see. You know, and that's how I learned. And that's how we're learning. We're creating to bring people to us, to assist us in learning these lessons that we have been given. Now, see, there's a technicality in it, because we're the force, so we give ourselves the lessons. See, that's the interesting part about this. Because some people say, well, we gave our lessons. Yeah, yeah, you did. You gave the lessons because you're the force, and the force has the lessons to learn because it wants to learn more about itself.
Wow, that's a lot to sit with, Greta. We're gonna have to take some time to, I think, let that settle in and contemplate. And yeah,
can I just say something before we take a break? The longer I sort of sit here and listen, sometimes the more I kind of can see the futility of, like, really, we have so much internal work to do. The futility at, like, looking out at anybody outside of you and wasting even a nanosecond thinking about what they are or are not doing is, like, just especially based on what Greta just said, right? Everything is about perspective, right? So until you get those glasses, you don't even know you're seeing blurry, and that's within you. So how are we going to sit anywhere and, like, think we know what the internal happenings of anything outside of us could possibly be, you know, with the exception of we are creating that external person and it's somehow influencing us directly in some way, shape, or form. But any of this business about, oh, look at what he or she is doing and how they're living XYZ life, I mean, is so far out of our scope. It's madness to think that, because we have so much to just go through and look at within. And that's like always what Greta is talking about. It's just get into the depths of this being and see what's there and what needs to be sussed out and what is wanted and what is unwanted. And my gosh, we would be in, I think, a better place if we could do that. So that is my two cents for today.
I think that's a very valuable two cents, Lee. And that is a great way to conclude segment two here, because we are coming upon our next break. And just want to thank everybody for being with us today and for listening. For those of you who can't be here exactly today, who listen to the podcast at a different moment in this time, thank you. And we'll be right back with The Realm and see what The Realm has to say. Thanks for being with us in Shifting Impressions, Conversations with The Realm of Beings.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Hello, welcome back to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Yvonne, and Greta has stepped back, and we will see what the Realm of Beings has to say about our conversation today. Realm, are you with us?
Yes, we're here.
Hello. Today, we have been discussing the quote, "We believe that suffering is real and that there is no way out of it. We have forgotten that we can change anything that we consider unbeneficial." What say you, Realm, today about this?
Well, what is suffering? And you ladies have been talking about suffering. One thing, people go into a hospital or people become ill and suffer and think there's nothing they can do about it. One thing is to see yourself healthy regardless of what is upon you, that you've created to be upon you, always see yourself well. Always see that. Because what you see is what you're getting. Remember, you had a talk about mental equivalencies. Your body is very interesting. It has been constructed to show you what it is you are thinking in your unconscious. You don't want that in your unconscious, then tell it, hey, look here, I don't want to experience this anymore. You don't have to show it to me anymore. But thank you. Thank you for showing me, but I don't want it anymore. I am healthy. I am healthy. Everybody see yourselves healthy. We're going to deal with health this morning, if you don't mind, Lee and Yvonne. We're going to deal with health.
What more would you like to say about health?
Well, one thing, if you get a cold, people think they're sick. I'm sick. I got this virus. I'm sick. Well, whoop-de-doo, look what you created for yourselves. You see. So you want to uncreate it, then you see yourself healthy. Then what you're going through is not going to be as strong. If you think, oh my God, look what's wrong with me. I'm sick. Somebody help me. Well, there you go. There you go, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. What's that young character? She's got blonde hair. Was Alice. Alice in Wonderland. You know, you see her hopping down the, not hopping, what? She doesn't hop.
She falls down the hole, basically.
Yeah, rabbit hole, yeah.
Yeah, that's where people like to go. They like to go into the rabbit hole. Yeah. Yep.
So is it really that easy, Realm, though? I mean, some people create to suffer with illness after kind of lifetimes of their creation. So I feel like when you say, oh, just vision yourself healthy, it sounds very simplistic. And I think people need more tools than that.
Well, that's because it is simplistic. We have to make it a little bit harder. But for those of us that make it a little bit harder, mm-hmm. then what you're going to do is you might go to a medical doctor. The medical doctor will say, let's give you an MRI. Let's give you, what do you call those things? X-ray. Let's do this. Let's see what's going on with your body. Let's take a blood test and see what's happening. Then they'll say, oh, there's a tumor on your brain. The idea is don't panic. Don't panic over any disease or physical tribulation. Don't panic. Because your trueness, your divinity is in what you would call perfection, which is also a judgment call, and it's also a perceptual statement. So, but then let's take on love of self. You see, if you're not feeling well, or you created to get cancer, you created to entertain this little virus that's going around. If you created to experience that, be cool and calm. Don't panic. Just say, now, how can I get rid of it? I want to change it. So once you see I'm healthy, but I want to change it. then you're going to bring around yourself. But wait a minute, let me tell you this. You've got to love yourselves. When you love yourselves, then you're going to bring the appropriate doctor. You're going to bring a functional medicine doctor. You're going to bring a chiropractor. You're going to bring a social worker. You're going to bring a psychologist. You're going to bring a slew of friends that will support you in eliminating that discomfort. Somebody might say, the doctor will say, well, you know, it's not so bad. Let's do chemo. And you go, oh my God, I don't want to do chemo. I don't want to do chemo. Just see chemo as a way of helping yourselves. But if you don't want to do chemo, then create to find something that's different but does the same thing. Mm-hmm. There's so many probabilities. See, the important word in this is change. Change the sucker. Change what you're doing. And one of the changes most definitely when you are supporting, notice what I'm saying, when you are supporting a health challenge, you've got to support it for it to want to live and for it to want to exist. When you say, I don't want this anymore, then you're going to figure out how to change it. And there's so many probable ways of changing it.
So, Realm, I just was thinking here. So if we, in the beginning of this shifting impressions, I always say, do we all receive guidance and things like that? And how does it operate in our lives? So if there's a listener out there and they are facing some sort of suffering that they're creating and they do not maybe have the tools or techniques to create the change, is it possible for them to just ask this energy that they are and all around them to please, I realize that I need to make a change in my life, but I do not know the mechanism for change. Can you give me help in this area? Is that something that the source energy is capable of sending their way?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All you got to do is ask. See, okay. Most people don't think of asking. That's one of the simple ways. Right. Show me how to change this. Show me. But then you've got to be open to the mm-hmm. showing.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, if you're not open to the showing, it's a waste. Because then you can say, no, I don't want to do that. Right, it's like, you know, some people, you tell some people, well, you know what, going right, because they can't tell you what to do. We will never tell a person what to do. We can, if they ask, they say, well, show me. Sure, we will show you this. We may show you more than one thing.
Okay.
But the decision is yours, because the reality is yours. You see us coming through Greta. You see us as the realm of beings. But we want you to know we're creating our reality as well. Don't think that we are such in a quote-unquote high beings that we don't create our everything in existence creates its own reality. Everything. Including us. It's just that the realities that we create are different, possibly different than what the realities that you as humanoids create. We're not human. We do not have physical bodies. We are a species of pure thought. That's why We come so you can hear us. We come through Greta's body. We use, she has given an agreement with us. We work together. But we create the reality as well.
Thank you, Realm, for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to hear your guidance and what you have to say. Thank you, listeners, for staying with us for this hour and shifting some impressions. Until next time, until we create each other again. Thank you.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, the Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.